I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. Good news for travelers at Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport. The public Wi-Fi service has been restored. Airport officials shut it down out of an abundance of caution following the ransomware attack on the city of Atlanta 2 weeks ago. Officials say the attack did not affect safety at the airport, but the Wi-Fi and flight information systems were taken down as a precaution. Attorneys for Reality Winner, the woman accused of leaking classified government documents from a national security agency facility in Augusta, are seeking a number of subpoenas. WRDW-TV reports Winner wants 21 states and 7 federal agencies, including the CIA and the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, to appear in court. A handful of private companies were also among those for which subpoenas were requested on March 29th. Winner is set to stand trial October 5th in Augusta. And the city of Augusta says it's working to find shelter for families who have been forced out of the local hotels where they live. A spike in room rental rates during the Masters tournament has left at least 26 families homeless this week. City officials tell WRDW they're working to place people in existing shelters first before opening additional space at May Park Community Center. The shelter will provide a safe place to sleep, but will not serve food. Metro Augusta has approximately 120 hotels with more than 7,000 rooms, nearly all of which are full during the golf tournament. And Fayette County in Metro Atlanta will be the first county in the nation to try out a new app that makes a 911 video call in an emergency. 11 Alive reports the app is called Carbine. It begins recording as soon as it's opened. The audio and video are then streamed to the 911 call center, giving dispatchers a precise location and a glimpse of the situation. In emergencies where video or speech isn't possible, messages can also be sent back and forth to a dispatcher. Officials say video recorded on the app will be treated as an open record just like any other 911 call is now. The Carbine test program will be up and running in the third quarter of this year. And Georgia lawmakers in Washington are split on a debate over food stamps. According to the AJC, the disagreement stems from a proposal that would increase work and job training requirements for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, known as SNAP. Democratic Rep. David Scott of Atlanta says the measure would take away benefits from millions of Americans in need. On the other hand, Republican lawmakers Austin Scott and Rick Allen support the position of Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue, who oversees SNAP, who believes food stamps should be a temporary transition, not a permanent condition. The food stamp issue is part of a larger farm bill that would renew a number of agricultural programs across the country. And Chatham is the latest county in Georgia suing drug manufacturers over the opioid crisis. WTOC reports the county claims in the suit that it spent millions of dollars addressing the issue. According to the county's lawyers, there are 90 opioid prescriptions for every 100 residents in Chatham County. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.